Joining us this morning.
Good morning and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. Now, could you tell us a little bit about the Know My Name initiative and how it all started?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know that there's a really significant gender gap in lots of areas, including Wikipedia. But basically, Know My Name grew out of an initiative from the National Gallery, which was really asking the question, can you name five female artists? And the reality is, a lot of us really struggle to do so.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reasons for that. But one is that female artists just don't tend to get the same opportunity as men's artists. They don't get the same number of solo exhibition opportunities. They're not written about in the same way. And when it comes to Wikipedia, that's very true as well. We had a look at the National Gallery's collection of Australian female artists. There's about 2,200. In their collection, and only 12% had a Wikipedia page.
Wow.
So we joined together to put on a bunch of events this weekend because we thought there's lots of wonderful initiatives happening around Know My Name, including exhibitions and billboards and all sorts of activities. But we're like, if you go home and you can't look them up, it's very hard to learn more about them.
Absolutely. Now, what will attendees be learning at the Editathon events taking place this weekend?
Well, basically no experience is required. So if you've never edited Wikipedia before, that's totally fine.
Fantastic.
You do need to bring a laptop if you possibly can.
Uh-huh.
But we will teach you the basics of how you edit and how Wikipedia works. And then our plan is that each participant has a go at actually writing a page.
Wow. Okay. Get going.
Straight in the deep end.
I was thinking it's not quite the deep end because, you know, people are going to show you how to do it and you'll have some guidance, but essentially it is the deep end.
It is, but it's possible. Anyone can edit Wikipedia. It's edited by people like you and me every day,
yeah.
So it's totally possible to learn.
Why is it so important that women are able to contribute to Wikipedia as editors?
Well, the gender gap, as you said, is quite significant. So only 18% of biographies are actually about women. And one of the main reasons for that is because there's not enough female editors.
Mm.
So a recent study actually showed that as little as 10% of the people editing Wikipedia are actually women. And that's a really big problem because that flows through Wikipedia in lots of different ways. What people write about, the length of articles, the language people use, even the kind of references that people refer to when they're writing.
Mm.
And so that's really the main aim of this as well, is to try and recruit some more female editors because we really need them to write about everything, not just women. We need them to write about astrophysics, through the arts, you name it.
Yeah.
Write whatever you can to try and help address that deeper gender bias.
Absolutely. And I guess that's kind of the long-term goal then of this project. It's not just to exist this weekend, but then to train and encourage more women and more people to be writing about women over a longer period of time.
That's exactly right. And this time around, we're creating a little Facebook page and doing some extra things to create a bit of support around that ongoing editing because it is something that's complex to learn when you're sitting at home on your own.
I can imagine. Caddy, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning. Have fun today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
That was Caddy there from Wikimedia Australia talking to us about the Editathon events taking place across the country this weekend. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show if you would like to find out more about that one. Anyone can do it, as Caddy said there. It's nice and doable. You can also head on to Eventbrite to find more.